Cole Cook back for more of the KCII PM Sports Page. We're on to our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week segment. Pleased to be joined by Highland graduating senior Connor Grinstead. Connor, good to have you on, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Connor, we have a lot to touch on in this interview. Look back at the baseball season, preview what you got coming up here in football this fall. But I want to look back at the summer. You were named Academic All-State by the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. First team selection. So not only getting it done on the field, but in the classroom as well. What does this award mean to you?
You know, it's great. It's an honor to be named Academic All-State. I think it's great to represent not only Highland, but to prove that, you know, I've always thought that academics, you know, they come first. And I think that they, you know, they really value or they hold a lot of value because, you know, academics are important. I think the true athletes, they value education and they also, like, they value education before they do the sports.
One of your accomplishments you had in the postseason, also first team All-Conference in the Super Conference, you had 10 guys on the team named All-Conference. What do you think that means about the type of season that you guys had for the Huskies this summer?
You know, I think our season was, to me, it was tremendous. It's the farthest we'd ever gone in the postseason. You know, we ended a little short, which is upsetting, but I don't think that loss, you know, represents our whole season. You know, we went 22-4, which is outstanding. You know, we have great group of guys and just tremendous amount of talent. I think we had all the talent to go all the way, but I guess there's just, sometimes that doesn't happen and that's all right. But our guys on our group are tremendous. You know, if it was up to me, I think they would all be first teamers, but we can't have it that way. So
yeah, a big season, as you said, 22-4. From an individual standpoint, .427 batting average, you brought in 16 runs. Played a couple different positions defensively, pitched a little bit. How would you assess your offensive season? What allowed you to really rake at the plate?
I guess my number one goal going into the season was to cut down on strikeouts. The previous season, I led our team in strikeouts. And, you know, you always want to lead your team in stats, but that's not something you want to lead your team in. So that was my goal, was to cut down in strikeouts. And I guess just focusing on, you know, take it one pitch at a time. I started to focus on, you know, take the first pitch. Cause a lot of pitchers at high school, they like to get that first pitch across. So if you can capitalize on that, just focus one pitch at a time. Don't make the at-bat bigger than yourself and don't overthink it. And to me, this season made it much easier to just make contact, do my job as a two hitter and advance my runners.
What made Highland so dangerous, or one of the reasons why Highland was so dangerous this year, was the depth you had on the pitching mound. A collective 2.3 ERA from numerous guys. You had 16 innings pitched. So what was that like to have a pitching staff, not one, two guys, but a handful that could go out and get it done?
Having a deepest pitching rotation as we did, it allowed us to, you know, really play as much baseball as possible. We could play four or five games a week and not have to worry about who we're going to have to pitch, because we do, whoever we put out there is going to do their job and going to do great out there and dominate. And I think allowing us to play four or five games almost every week allowed us to get as much experience in as possible to get us ready for the postseason to go as far as we did.
No, you were multi-sport athlete at Highland, involved in numerous sports, some great seasons. Now that your tenure is officially done at Highland, what are you going to take away from your time in a Husky uniform?
I think the biggest thing that I might take away is to, you know, really, I guess, like, cherish the time. But, you know, it takes a lot of work, a lot of hard work to be great. You know, I thought that we put in a lot of time and a lot of effort into every sport that I did. And, you know, we made it to state in my football freshman year, and I learned that it takes a lot to be great and to succeed. It took a lot of hard work to get where we were and never really ended up where we wanted to be. So I guess I learned that it takes a lot of hard work.
Well, Connor, good news. Your athletic career is not over. Why don't you tell everyone what your plans are this fall?
We'll be moving this Sunday to play safety football at Upper Iowa. So I'm very fortunate that I get to be able to do that.
Yeah. and you committed a while ago. What was that recruiting process like, and why did Upper Iowa seem like a good fit for you?
The recruiting process, it's stressful. You never know where you're going to call home, but freshman year I took our team football camp was at Upper Iowa, and I fell in love with the place. And during my senior year when I was talking to coaches, I was very glad to hear that Upper Iowa was interested in me, and I just felt the connection, the call back from when we went freshman year, and I don't know, the place felt like home, and it just seemed right, so that's where I chose.
What's your goal in year number one at Upper Iowa?
Number one goal is to make a name for myself in a positive way.
Very good. Do you have a major picked out yet?
Yeah, exercise science, and plan to be a physical therapist.
Okay. Why did you decide to go that route?
It allows me to stay in sports. I just love sports, and being a physical therapist, I could not only see, I could see athletes if they are injured, give them advice, but not only just help athletes, but anyone in need in general. I think it allows me to give back in a way almost.
Yeah, for sure. Last thing here, Connor, before I let you go, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. Now, how do you use that motto to prepare for a baseball game?
You got to stretch. Stretching is important. You got to move that arm before you play the game, because if you don't move it, then you're going to end up getting hurt. So moving it is the medicine to not having to take real medicine.
Right on. Well, man, congratulations on a fantastic Highland career, and best of luck in Fayette this fall.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Connor Grinstead, a graduating senior at Highland, academic All-State in baseball, and was a multi-sport star for the Huskies. Best of luck to him this year at Upper Iowa. We're going to close things out on the PM Sports page next. You're listening to AM.FM KCII.